It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
This is on the heels of the word of the year last year. Remember, do you remember what it was?
No, I have no idea.
You don't remember? It was Riz.
Oh, Riz. That's right.
Yeah. Riz was the number one, I guess, word of the year for 2023. There are now, there is now the annual list of words that should be banished for the upcoming year, for 2024.
Do we have to stop saying them?
So, no, I mean, I'm just saying that these are suggested lists, words and phrases that should be banished here in the new year. Riz, ironically, is on that list.
Come on now.
It had a short run. It had a short run. Yeah, exactly. So, Riz made it on the list. Cringeworthy, also a phrase that should be banished in 2024.
But things still are cringeworthy.
Slay.
No. Oh, my daughter.
Iconic.
Wait. No, that is still valid.
Obsessed. Like,
but what if we still are obsessed?
Like the casual use of obsessed to say like,
I'm obsessed.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
I'm
yes,
obsessed.
Exactly.
It's like a Kardashian.
Like routine things, right? Side hustle. These are words and phrases that should be banished here this year.
But there's still side hustles though. What are we calling it? What's replacing it? Like, I feel like we have to have a replacement for these words. If you're going to like rid us of using them, what's the replacement?
Part-time job.
That's boring.
Wait for it.
I am upset at this entire list so far.
No, so far this is Kelly's.
So far.
Half of Kelly's vocabulary
I'm
has made it on this list.
I'm not going to be able to have conversations anymore.
Yeah, wait for it. Wait for it. And especially when you see it in videos where it's like, wait for it. And you wait for it and the payoff is just like, meh. You know, so.
Oh, so make it worth it.
It's like overhyping things. Mm. And by saying, wait for it. And then the payoff isn't quite what it is. At the end of the day, and hack. So all those need to be taken out of your vocabulary in 2024, according to Lake Superior State University in Michigan.
Oh, okay. So Lake Superior State University in Michigan is the authority.
I don't know. They do this list every single year. So,
okay.
I mean, they have kind of dubbed themselves the authoritators of said list.
Well, thank you, sirs and madams. But I am going to kindly ignore everything you just said. Everything.
Slay, iconic, cringeworthy, obsessed.
All my words still.
Wait for it.
All of it.
If I had to take those out, I wouldn't be able to talk.
You know what? I'm going to make an entire paragraph with nothing but those phrases. That's what I'm going to do. Just in protest.
In protest?
Yes.
I think that'll go over well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. This hour, we're going to get to a lot of different things, including missed connections, setting the bar stories, and a feel-good on the way next.
Yeah, here's another smart kid to roll in. 6-year-old Mensa member.
Okay, that's just dumb.
But my favorite is some of the comments on the Facebook post about the story, so.
All right, we'll get to that on the way. Feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I know you love these kinds of stories. Got a 6-year-old in Texas, maybe one of the smartest kids in the state, maybe even the country. His name's Chandler Hughes, and he's joined Mensa, which makes him a genius. He started reading before he was 2, and he already has big plans.
My name is Chandler, and I am 6 years old.
Well, he wants to be a doctor.
A medical doctor. Because I want to help people when they are sick.
My son was able to join Mensa, which is a society for people with high IQs. You have to be in the top 2% worldwide.
13 times 6 equals 78.
Good job, Chandler.
Finally, 14 times 14, 196.
How old is he?
Okay, he's 6. So, yeah, he's doing that kind of math. I'm just saying. When he was in pre-kindergarten, Dad said his son finished in the second grade reading level, went straight to first grade, skipped kindergarten altogether.
Okay.
Here's my favorite part of the story, though. If you go to the Wave 3 Facebook post about this story,
mm-hmm.
One of the comments, Eric says, my 1-year-old runs around full speed with his eyes closed.
Yeah, just to show you that, you know what?
Yep.
this kid isn't a normal kid in the sense that, like, he's in the top 2%. That's right.
Exactly. That was my favorite comment. Like, yeah, there's just different ends of the spectrum.
It is.
You know? It's pretty great. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
I kind of enjoy the fact that there are some of these old games that still get attention in this day and age, like Tetris, right? Do you remember this game? This is like the back the block stacking game.
I never understood it, but I remember it. I was Galactica. I was Pac-Man. Ms. Pac-Man.
You understand what Tetris is, right?
Sure.
It's different shapes of blocks, and you turn them around to create a single line across the screen,
and then it
zaps it away. And so the idea is to make sure that you don't. The wall doesn't get all the way to the top. So you're trying to create these solid lines across the screen that will reduce the wall.
I'm bored. I'm out.
Okay. So this game was long rumored and long understood to not necessarily, it was an unbeatable game. Because after each level, after a certain number of levels, it starts to get faster and faster. The blocks start dropping faster and faster. And you have to, you know, make these. Yeah, you can't keep up. You got to make these adjustments and everything. So this 13-year-old gamer in Oklahoma named Willis Gibson, a.k.a. Blue Scooty.
Blue Scooty.
That's what he goes by online.
I like the name.
Yeah. He became the first kid to actually beat the game.
Oh,
he made it to level 157, where most people can't get past like level 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He made it to 157. Apparently, what happens is the game doesn't necessarily stop, but it just freezes up and resets itself.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, you don't even get like a congratulations, you beat the entire game,
no.
You're the big win. Oh, you don't even get a message like that when you get that far?
Blue Scooty made it.
Anticlimactic.
Made it to level 157.
Oh my god!
That's him.
Yes!
I broke the game!
I know.
If you set your mind to something and you put work into it, most likely you will get it.
There you go.
Well, great. Again, I'm upset for him, though, that there should be confetti all over the screen or something like that. Congratulations, big, like, trophy icon something.
I guess only AI at this point has been able to, quote, beat the game. And so he's become now the first human to get it to level 157
and
quote, break the game. He's 13.
13.
So
you
had your 6-year-old who's in Mensa. You got this 13-year-old gamer who is getting all sorts of attention because of his prowess.
How long of a session did it take him to get through all those levels?
He plays between 2 and 3 hours a day, I think it said.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I was expecting it took 12 hours of straight gaming.
Yeah, well, I mean, 2 to 3 hours a day for how many days in a row?
At least he wasn't going straight all the way through and spending his entire day doing it.
Right. So Tetris came out 34 years ago. And he's it.
Is he getting sent a gift at all by the makers of the game or anything? He should.
It took him 38 minutes to actually get to that level. So
stop.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Congrats, buddy. And we'll tweet out the video. You can kind of see him. He streamed it. He has it on Twitch or whatever. So,
You
can see it. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll get it up there for you.
And Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Shall I?
Sure.
It says, I'm so sorry the light turned green, woman for man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Already. To the man last night who was so romantically opened his car window, put his fingers up to his mouth and tantalized me by the gestures you made. I'm so sorry that the light turned green. You had to drive off.
Oh, no.
In a perfect world, the light, sensing the intense chemistry between us, would have remained red forever. So I could gaze at your amorous gesture all night long. But alas, traffic waits for no one, not even two soulmates, as I truly believe we are.
Oh.
Greeting one another for the first time.
Oh, my.
You must have thought I was really beautiful because you were too sweet and shy to say anything more to me than hot honey mama as you gestured in my direction. Now, while we both know that every girl loves to hear these sweet words whispered in her ear, or in our case, shouted to her from a mid-80s Camry. Why not throw in a phone number next time?
Yeah.
That way, I don't have to send you this open love letter in front of all these strangers.
Oh, no.
Just the thought of sharing our moment of passion with them makes me blush. Whoever you are, your mama obviously taught you how to treat a lady.
Okay.
Please pass on my congratulations to her for raising a true gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, men like you are few and far between.
Yes.
P.S. I hope you don't do this to all the girls in the neighborhood. Please don't. You'll drive me mad with jealousy. Love, the girl who you said hot honey mama to last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't tell if she's being serious or if that's tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know. Maybe he's hot enough to get away with it?
Oh,
I don't know.
Shoot.
I'm not sure. The jury's out on that
one. Your mid-80s Camry. Hot honey mama. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, this is Man for Woman. Title, Clean Up on Aisle Love.
OMG.
You are the cute punk-looking girl stocking up on Activia.
Oh.
Isn't that the yogurt that is for upset tummies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some issues.
All right, start again. You are the cute punk-looking girl stocking up on Activia.
It's tasty, though.
I don't know why you were filling up your cart with arms full of yogurt. Maybe you're dealing with a blockage? Thumbs up. I don't know why.
Thumbs up for a blockage? What?
Oh. I was the bald guy cruising by you in one of those grocery store motorized scooters.
Oh, wow.
FYI, I don't have a problem walking or anything. I just like it. Because why not get your groceries in style?
Yeah, no, we get it. That looks fun, but that's not what that's intended for, sir.
You might remember when I pulled up and asked if you could get me that jar of bread and butter pickles.
Oh, yeah, because she's taller.
As I watched you reach for it on the top shelf, that's when I caught a whiff of your scent.
Oh.
It smelled familiar. Do you use Summer's Eve Clinical Strength Deodorant?
What? Summer's Eve?
No.
That's for, why does he know what that smells like? Why do you know what that smells? Oh, God.
I believe you may, because my mom uses the exact Ooh. Same stuff.
My gosh.
Great choice, by the way.
No.
I suddenly became nervous, so I clumsily asked about all the yogurt by pointing at your stash and muttering the words, "You hungry?"
Wow.
You implied that you were not buying those yogurts to eat. Then you smirked and walked away.
What does that mean? What are we using the yogurt for?
That statement both confused and aroused me.
All righty then.
I've lost sleep thinking about what you could be doing with all that yogurt.
Oh my.
Please, let's meet up again so I can find out.
I'm going to lose sleep over the fact that he knows what Summer's Eve smells like thanks to his mom.
Thanks to his mom.
Yeah.
So yeah, whether you're searching for the guy making hand gestures in the mid-80s Camry, or you're looking for that woman who's got a cart full of Activia in her shopping cart at the grocery store.
It smells like Summer's Eve. No,
smells like Summer's Eve.
No,
it can
sir.
Be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
We don't answer that ad. That's not one we answer. Nope.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Be thinking about the thing your dog accidentally ate, all right?
Oh, Lord.
And then, before that, we're going to be talking about a setting the bar story where the dog ate my homework could be an excuse, you know, that we've used maybe in the past. growing up.
But it was cliche and kind of typically never true.
Right. Well, I'm making this a setting the bar story.
Yeah, right.
And you'll soon understand why. All right, setting the bar story time. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we've all heard the cliche excuse, my dog ate my homework, when you actually just forgot to do your homework, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a classic excuse for kids. But here's something that really did happen, and I'm making it a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without having your dog eat $4,000 in cash.
Oh, no.
Making you go through
her
poo to retrieve it.
No.
You're doing okay.
No. Oh, no.
Clayton, Carrie, and Cecil. They're the players.
Oh, boy.
Clayton and Carrie are the parents. Cecil is the dog.
Oh, Cecil.
The golden doodle.
Oh, gosh.
So they went to the bank, took $4,000 out so they could pay some workers that were working on their house in cash, right?
Okay.
About 30 minutes after they brought it back to their house in an envelope, their dog ate it all.
Come on now.
Yep.
All of it?
Cecil is a 7-year-old golden doodle. And he usually doesn't chew stuff up, but apparently the big stack of 50s and 100s were just calling to him.
Okay. So if he is chewing it up, I mean, this is paper currency, right? So yeah. How is it? Is it going to be intact when it comes back out?
So, you know, that sinking feeling in your gut when you kind of walk over, you're like, hey, Cecil, what are you chewing on? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So the good news is they got most of their money back.
Did they?
They were able to get most of their money back.
Are you kidding?
The bad news is they had to sift through the feces.
Oh, wow.
And that means they had to go through and pick up after Cecil went out and used the restroom.
Yeah.
And then pick the individual pieces out, wash it off, wash it off, and then piece them together like a puzzle.
Oh, wow.
So they were able to then, banks are able to exchange money that's been torn.
If you have the serial number.
As long as the serial number and most of the bill is still intact. Oh. So they taped it, as many of them up as they can, as they could. And they wound up getting about $3,500 back. So
that's impressive.
Yeah, they only lost about $450 or so on Cecil. Cecil's fine, by the way.
Great news.
They've forgiven him, apparently.
Oh, good.
And they said they are going to keep in mind that going forward, he has expensive taste.
Okay. That is not something, though, that typically you need to worry about leaving out that the dog is going to eat.
Well, apparently
Halloween
you do.
Halloween candy, yes.
Yes, Halloween candy for sure.
We've been in that situation several times. Even a beaded bracelet that my daughter made.
Yeah.
That was sacrificed as well one time.
Yep.
Didn't think had to worry about that, but yep, that looked tasty one day.
Yeah, well, $4,000 in an envelope was too much for Cecil to resist.
Oh.
And he had his way with the 50s and the 100s.
Did they say how long it took and how many times they had to sift through the doo-doo to get $3,500 back?
They did make a cute little Instagram video, which we could probably share that on our story at Ben and Kelly Show, so you can kind of see Cecil and you can see it all go down.
Only 15 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
So, yeah. I wouldn't say 15. I'd knock him down to about 12, but
12 out of 10.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was trying hard to work on the family finances, but just, you know, he can't math as well as
Cecil,
the rest
don't
of us.
Help again. Wow.
So I want to hear about the time your dog ate something he shouldn't have.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
We've all been there.
Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997. Take your stories. So we were just telling you about the story about Cecil, the dog, a golden doodle, who ate $4,000 in cash.
It's insane they were able to get $3,500 back.
Right, by sifting through its feces.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. So what did your dog or animal eat? I'll start with my family dog growing up. Ate my sister's underwear.
Oh.
And my dad had to shell out a couple thousand dollars.
Oh, gosh.
To have surgery? The dog, yeah, get surgery because it was blocking, you know, it got twisted in its intestines, right?
Oh, no.
So, couple things, double whammy. One, my dad is out now a couple grand in surgery. And two, found out my sister wore thong underwear. That was how he found out.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh, no. But dad, you don't want underwear lines.
Right? Sarah texted us and said, my golden doodle ate my underwear.
Oh.
And husband's leather belt.
Oh, wow.
What is it with golden doodles? Wound up in a $2,800 emergency surgery after four vets felt a blockage when he wouldn't eat or drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The belt probably hurt the tummy.
Yeah, probably. Jared said our dog is addicted to pizza.
Oh.
We had some people over order pizza the next day after putting all the leftovers in one box, which was probably one and a half large pizza on the counter, not in the fridge, Kelly. We had left. While gone, our dog drugged the box to the floor and ate all but one piece in one crust. She always gets a treat after going outside. After getting home, taking her out, when we came in, I went to give her a little bite, and she turned her head away and laid down. She was like, I've been bad.
That was a first indication. I don't deserve the treat. Or my belly hurts. I can't eat
I've been bad.
I can't eat another bite.
Jordan messaged us and said an entire block of butter, wrapper included.
Oh, wow.
He was pretty chill the rest of the night because I don't think he was feeling so hot after eating an entire pound of butter.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine.
Next day, after a couple of greasy and some not so easy to pass paper, he was all good. Coat was really shiny as well.
Oh, great. Well, look at that. Nice bonus.
Yeah, what did your dog eat is what we're talking about.
Oh, gosh, Dana, on Christmas Eve, my 14-pound puppy ate Legos seconds after my son dropped them on the floor.
Oh, no. I got a present.
I mean, that's quick. They're like ninjas.
He's like, I'm...
After a trip to the vet, induced vomiting, and an x-ray later, he was fine.
He's just seeing those little Lego pieces fall to the ground. He's like,
ooh, that's
like
a colorful treat.
Like little Pac-Man.
Well, crunchy.
Nom.
Wow.
Elena, my puppy ate a thumbtack.
Oh, that could be think if that could just like cut the inside.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Vet said to give him a slice of bread because the bread, I guess, coagulates around whatever is in the stomach to protect the intestines. So pup passed it the whole thumbtack the next day, no issues.
So it didn't slice and dice him inside?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's good. Wow.
Man.
And coagulates. What a big word to do.
Yeah, what a big word for sure. I remember my new dog, Dougal, he's not a chewer, thankfully.
Oh, really?
He likes to steal socks out of like the laundry.
Sure.
He does love that. So he'll take that and kind of chew on it if you don't catch him right away. But my old dog, Fiona, she would sneak. And I remember she ate an entire, we had left one day. It was around Halloween or around the holiday. And we had a big jar or bowl of those chocolate coins.
Oh.
That were in a jar or in a bowl, like just sitting on a coffee table,
those
right?
Those are tasty.
Well, we got back and we started seeing all of these foil wrappers all around. And we're like, wait, what? What is it? She had unwrapped most of them.
Really?
Eaten the entire,
of course,
chocolate thing.
Yeah.
And we were seeing the gold foil pieces in her poop for like the next week.
Right. Were you concerned, like, because chocolate's bad for dogs?
Yeah, I mean, we were concerned, but she was a horse. Like nothing.
Okay. Yeah, well, so come to find out, Baker's chocolate is the absolute worst for dogs.
But did that happen to you?
Oh, Halloween, this past Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, we were like, came home, my daughter and her friends were kind of sifting through and swapping out candy and stuff. Then they she left her bag and we went to a neighbor's house and to hang out a little bit. And yeah, of course, the dogs got in there and the wrappers were everywhere. Yeah. And we have two dogs, so we couldn't tell who ate what. So called the vet. They're like, all right, you can use hydrogen peroxide, make them throw up, that kind of thing. Mm. Just kind of watch them.
There you go.
They didn't feel good for a little bit.
Well, they're still good dogs, though.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they have the best of intentions.
Uh-huh, but we came on, what did you do?
I know, right?
And the little cinnamon bun tails were a little straightened out down. Like,
they're like, we did something. We did something.
We were bad.
Anyways, if you want to continue texting in, you can. 502-795-1997. What did your dog eat? Get to a couple quick texts about what your dog ate. Woke up one morning to these little brown balls all over my golden retriever's puppy's crate and pouring out of the dog crate. Come to find out, he had gotten into my daughter's dried Orbeez.
Oh!
You know those dried Orbeez? Yes. And once they were inside his stomach, they expanded.
Oh, no!
Then he went and pooped them all out.
Oh!
So they were everywhere.
Wow.
Larry the Cable Guy, he sent us a text and said, our six-month-old boxer puppy drugged my son's drone, box and all, out from underneath his bed, ate through the cardboard, and ate the drone.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that reminds me, this Christmas tree that I have, an artificial Christmas tree that I have in a box, a cardboard box I got, my dog Dougal. We had it stored just in like the living room and we had him kind of in that room, gated off for a little bit while we left, came back. He had chewed the entire box, like the entire side of the box away,
that
completely destroyed it. Yeah. Yeah. Ellen said, I'm a veterinarian. In vet school, a student's dog ate her lace underwear. Took it into school for surgery, and the surgeon held up what the dog ate for the whole room, not knowing it was a student's dog, and the student was in the room.
No.
We all had masks on, so you couldn't really see how red her face was, except for a little bit.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh, gosh, there's so many underwear stories.
Like, I know. They can't handle it.
It's disgusting, but I found it's usually Piper. Not really Poppy, but Piper, I'll find sometimes in the laundry basket, just having a little snack. Thank goodness she hasn't completely eaten a pear yet, but I have to keep the closet door closed.
Yeah, you got it. All right, anyways, good stories there. Thank you for those on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, so this is an amazing story of a seven-year-old cancer survivor from Kentucky who gave back in a big way over the holidays.
Hang on, one more before we completely exit this segment.
Did you see Jamie?
From Kim.
Oh.
And Kim said, my dog ate the entire back bumper off my car.
What?
And half of a wall out of my house. Two separate occasions. He's lucky I love him.
How do you eat a bumper off a car?
Bored. Dog's bored.
I don't understand.
I mean, any more bumpers aren't chrome. They're like, you know, they're fiberglass or plastic or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways.
Oh, well, that does remind
funny.
Me. Our former dog, Sadie, bless her heart, Yellow Lab, ate linoleum floor.
Yeah.
Like, in my husband's first house, she ate the floor.
Looks delicious.
Yummy. Right.
Thank you for the stories.
Wow.
My dog ate my homework.
And 99. My back bumper.
And my bumper, right. 99.7 DJX. Jack Harlow. All right, a few good stories. See this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So 7-year-old Lance Meredith from Western Kentucky diagnosed with a rare form of Hodgkin's lymphoma in November of 2022. Started treatment at Norton Children's in December a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had to be in the hospital and had several surgeries over the holidays. And that, and the thing that gave him comfort when his family couldn't be with him, were stuffed animals he was allowed to take back with him to surgery.
Right.
So last June, he came to his mom and asked if he could save his money to buy stuffed animals for the kids in the hospital.
Aw.
That gave him the idea to start Strong Like Lance Stuffies. And donations started pouring in. They had a Facebook page. So he was not only able to donate to Norton Children's, but also gave 100 stuffed animals to kids at Ronald McDonald House in downtown, where his siblings and his parents stayed so they could be near him.
This kind of feels like home. Like, we've spent probably as much time if between here and the hospital and home as we have at home. It is a time of year where, you know, everybody's with their families and everybody's celebrating. And, you know, this time last year, we weren't doing a lot of celebrating. And it just means a lot to be able to help people that are in that position as well.
Mm. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That he was just able to, you know, now that he's kind of come through the worst right. of it. And he said, you know what, this really helped me when I was in the hospital. And I want to make sure that other kids get the same comfort. Just an awesome story. You can see it at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Rick says, hey guys, maybe you can help me sort this out. I've been invited on a trip to Italy in June.
Mm.
All I have to pay for is air travel. Food and accommodations all taken care of.
Wow.
Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
Here's the catch. It's the same week of my sister's second wedding, and I can't do both.
Mm.
Yes, my sister had already planned her wedding date, and I knew about it when this opportunity came up.
Oh.
I haven't given a definitive answer yet, but I'm going to have to very soon. So am I a jerk if I go to Italy over my sister's second wedding? And how would you suggest explaining that to my sister so I'm not cast off forever? Thanks so much, Rick.
So it sounds like he's kind of already made up his mind.
1,000% he has. I mean, he's like, all right, listen, I'm going to Italy. But how do I smooth this over with my sister?
He's like, so yeah, I don't necessarily need to know whether or not I go to Italy.
Yeah,
it's
no.
How to say it.
Made up the choice. I just need to know how do I make my sister not hate me for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I mean, you could look like a jerk for sure. I mean, yes.
Although there are some early comments just last night, put a little teaser out there, kind of what we were going to be talking about today. And people were all like, you know what? Tell her you'll be at her third wedding.
Tell her you'll be at her third.
Yes.
You know, when this one doesn't work out, I promise.
You know, I'm not going to miss the next one, though.
I promise.
I promise. So mean.
You know, Rhonda said, if I were your sister, I would totally say go to Italy. You only live once.
1,000%.
Now, I don't know. We don't know the demeanor of this sister. We don't know if this is like, if the second wedding is really like the first wedding.
Yeah, if it's going to be kind of a big
because
ordeal.
It could be. Because, like, maybe her first wedding, you know, was different situations. Maybe she eloped. Maybe it was not the, like, I don't know, traditional sort of big pomp and circumstance that some weddings are. And so she wants that for her second wedding. And so maybe it's a bigger deal this time around. Who knows?
Yeah, Vicky says, could you FaceTime during the wedding? I understand weddings
from
are special,
Italy,
but this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. An almost free trip to Italy may never happen again.
Hey, honey. Yeah, congratulations. I can barely hear you.
Can you guys speak up a little bit?
Yeah, the guy with the accordion and the mandolin,
it's
there.
Kind of loud.
Yeah, kind of loud here. The gondola is rolling through. And
hey, could I have another scoop of gelato? Okay, all right. I'm back.
Oh my gosh. I think we're all saying, yeah, you go to Italy. You're even saying I mean,
I've been to Italy before. It is amazing.
Well, my daughters, I think, are going to be going there on a study abroad.
Oh.
And
listen, if I could move there, I would.
Well, and I'm trying to figure out, all right, well,
I'd live in Lake Como.
I got to visit. Right?
Yes. 1,000%.
Wife and I got to visit them, right?
I mean, it was an epic. We spent 2 weeks there.
Mm-hmm.
Started in Milan and worked our way down to Rome. And it was amazing.
So I guess what are the words to say to, let's assume the sister isn't going to be as
understanding
and agreeable as maybe some of the people suggest.
Oh. See, that's the tough one. Like, nobody is offering that.
Yeah.
Nobody is offering that suggestion. Although Felicia's like, ciao bello.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, well, I know you probably haven't been in this situation, but I'm sure you've been in a situation where you've had to make a choice like this, like family or experience. You can share your experience and your story coming up. 502-795-1997. Get to those on the way next. Group therapy. Rick's in a situation where he has the chance at a trip to Italy for very low dough.
Yeah, all he's got to pay for is the airfare
to get there,
food and accommodations paid for, which is amazing.
Yeah, for sure. The problem is his sister's second wedding falls right when the trip would be. Yeah, exactly. So doesn't sound like he's necessarily against going to Italy. He's just kind of like, hey, how do I tell my sister? So
yeah, he's kind of made up his mind.
It sounds like.
How do I present it to her to where she doesn't hate me forever?
Yeah, for sure. Now, Jessica rolls in and says, I think the best move is to actually discuss it with his sister before deciding for sure. Because it is her second wedding. I would lean toward Italy, and she might agree with that, but we would never know until he talks to her.
Yeah, Jennifer says, I suffer from wanderlust. Italy, hands down. Neither me nor my sister attended each other's second weddings. Life goes on.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kay, what is your thought?
You need to tell your guy to do a soft launch of his Italy trip.
Soft launch? What does that mean?
So soft launch. So first he goes to the sister and tells her, oh, my God, I got this trip of a lifetime that I'm going to experience. Don't give no dates. Uh-huh. Just excitement about the trip and be as pumped up about the trip as you can.
Oh, my God.
And then about 2 weeks later, you address that, oh, my God, it's on the same day as your wedding. I feel so terrible.
Oh, that's good.
And maybe she'll just be happy for him.
That's good. That is really, really, really good. You get her all jazzed about the trip. You're like, look, she's excited for you. And yes, oh, that's good.
And then the second part is like, oh, my God, it's on the same day as your wedding. What am I going to do? And maybe she'll be like, go for it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Yes. She'll give him the permission, and then he won't even have to wait. It won't be a thing anymore. Yay!
And then it was all her idea.
And then he gets her an amazing wedding gift from Italy.
Yeah, see, the bottom part is I'm the baby six, so I had to figure out five siblings. So,
Kay, you sound like the type of person who goes to your partner and says, look at this amazing thing I bought. You wouldn't believe how much I saved.
Yes.
Without telling the actual person. Yeah.
See, the dangerous part is I'm single, so I have to tell it to myself.
Oh, okay. All right, Kay. Hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
That's genius.
I like that
as
an idea.
That's a genius approach.
Where you tell her about the trip first.
Yes.
And then you discover,
later that there's a conflict with the date.
I don't know. Are we assuming that his sister isn't immediately going to say, well, when is it? And then because
she might not.
I feel like that would be the first question out of any female that I would say that to's mouth is, I got an opportunity to go to Italy. Oh, you know,
maybe. You might be right.
Like, well, when? I don't know yet.
I'm working out the details.
Sometime in the future.
I'll let you know, though, but isn't that going to be amazing?
Well, it better not be during my wedding.
Oh,
I don't know yet if it's going to be during
your wedding.
It probably won't be.
What
if it was?
Oh, dang it.
What hypothetically if it was on the off chance that it was the 10 days in that 10-day window.
And what I could get you from there. Oh, wow. Oh.
I don't know. I think, yeah, hey, talking to the sister, I like the, you know, be prepared for her to ask when is the trip when you do that. But okay. I like that idea.
Yes. But we're all hoping that sis is going to be cool and be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Of course you shouldn't miss it. We're hoping sis is going to react like that. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. And look.
And you'll catch the next one.
Yeah. You can always explain to her, listen, the next time you get married, I promise I'll be there. Okay.
I'm totally going to do you solid.
All right. There you go. Hey, keep us posted. Thanks, Rick. That is group therapy. Why did you get dumped that you would think was a crazy reason? This Reddit user claims she was dumped for a very petty reason, and it involved...
I really like cone. Ever since I was told that cone was real, it tasted good. But when I tried it with butter, everything changed. I love cone.
Yeah, it's corn.
It's the cone kid. I love cone.
Now, not specifically for the corn kid, no.
Right.
So it was because she liked corn on her spaghetti.
Corn in spaghetti. Interesting. I've never tried that. I do enjoy peas in spaghetti.
Peas?
Peas, yeah.
So
it's not like super weird to me?
She posts on Reddit, like he circled back around like 5 minutes later and said that it really bothered him. He then goes on to say, if he worked tirelessly on a meal to cook me, he would be extremely offended if I soiled my gourmet meal with corn in it.
Soiled it with corn? And we're breaking up over this?
And shortly after, she said she was broken up via text and said...
On text message?
Come on! Yeah. There was like, you know what? I can't handle you soiling my creation by putting corn on the spaghetti.
I am flabbergasted. This is among the dumbest reasons to dump somebody. Like that has to be like the straw that broke the camel's back or something. Like there had to be other things
he was
annoyed about than just led up to this corn discovery. And he's like, I'm out. I can't take it.
I mean,
you can't be the only reason he's dumping her.
You'd like to think.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, so Reddit kind of came to her defense and was like, hey, if they break up with you over that, you know that you dodged a bullet.
Yes.
Another one was the problem was not you, nor are the food preferences weird.
Yeah.
Food is all about catering to the personal taste buds of the person eating it.
Absolutely. And again, what happens if like what if they got married and like something, God forbid, happened that was awful? Car accident, illness, like... Her appearance
and a corn
changed.
Falls
yeah,
on her head.
All of that.
Yeah.
Like, that. Okay. That person had better get a handle on the deal breaker list.
So what is the crazy reason you got dumped? I got a message from a listener. My brother just got dumped for being too nice. Said, it's weird. Our mother raised us to respect and treat women properly, but I guess some women just like to be treated badly.
No, that's just an excuse. There's something else. There's something else. He's not too nice.
By the way, Brittany writes in about the guy breaking up via corn. He sounds like a serial killer.
Yes. 1,000%.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Amy said broke up with in college, said I wasn't the girl he wanted to clean his truck up for. That's mean.
Wait.
What is that supposed to mean?
He wasn't the girl he wanted to clean his truck
you're
up for.
You're not worthy of me cleaning my truck.
Wow.
Wow.
Megan says, I was not considered marriage material. I was 8 years old.
Got it. All right.
It still stings.
I'm thinking she probably grew into that, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd like to think.
Oh, God, Brad. Brad. I got dumped for farting too much.
Wow. Crazy reason you got dumped.
Oh, just
Jason said, I was once dumped because I refused to sell all of my Hot Wheels. She felt that she was competing with them for my attention.
Oh, well, was he playing with them a little bit too much? Like whipping out the Hot Wheels cities? I mean, I get that, maybe. Jason. That was Jason. Sarah, I got dumped with YOLO.
Well, you only live once, so see ya.
It was rough. Oh, yeah. It was all over Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Got dumped on Facebook with YOLO? Oh, wow.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, dang.
Now, Aaron admits that he was the dumper.
Oh,
and said, I've never been dumped, but I once dumped a girl because she said yes. When I asked her what her answer would be if I asked her to marry me.
Ooh.
In retrospect, that probably came across as really harsh bait and switch to her. Feel bad about that now.
Oh.
Hey, so theoretically, if I were to ask you if we wanted to get married, what would you say? Yes. All right.
Okay.
We're going to have to go. Sorry.
That was the wrong answer.
That was.
What did he think? What was he expecting? What was he expecting?
He probably got freaked out from commitment and was like, yeah, I can't do it.
I can't put those words back in my mouth.
Can't do
once
it.
They fell out.
All got right. It. So yeah, but still we'll make sure that the link to the Reddit is available to you so you can kind of see some of the comments. But yeah, she got dumped because she liked corn in her spaghetti.
Yeah, Michael says, girl, you squeaky this morning. I know. Yes, when I hear things like that, I'm like,
oh, yeah. Kelly, dogs are barking all over Louisville.
Don't make me squeaky. That kind of stuff is going to make me squeaky.
Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's do it. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Chelsea says, Pussycat Dolls, when I grow up, please let me feel 17 again.
All right.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist, unless, as favorite Brad liked to point out, I get my feelings hurt.
That is true. Listen, Ben can be temperamental.
You know, I feel all right, though. I feel all right.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, we're
not
good.
Not feeling offended yet?
We're good.
All right.
Zoe rolls in and says, hey, what about Sweet Escape, Gwen Stefani?
Legal.
Produced by Akon.
Yeah.
There you go. Throwback Thursday.
Make it better. Tell me, boy,
now
wouldn't that be sweet?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Brooke says, good morning to the absolute best peeps there. I'm Brooke from Bardstown. How about some No Diggity, No Doubt?
You know what?
I like the way
you work it.
You work it. That's right. No diggity, no doubt. All right, Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. If you've got a request, you want to hear something for the next half hour, they're your requests. Throwback Thursday.
I like the way you work it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Kaylin texts in, TBT, could y'all play Jibs Chang Halo?
Oh my gosh, remember this?
Could we ever?
Oh.
Yeah.
It just takes you back to a certain time.
It does.
Maybe standing on the bar at Bar Louisville. Throwback.
And it's funny because you can never stop. Get a bunch of rocks.
Aw, Throwback Thursday. Jibs. That's how we'll forever remember him. Jibs.
Is he no longer with us?
No, he's fine.
I got a little concerned. What happened?
Throwback Thursday. No, it's Ray's Blink. We got you. 99. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, sure. We can call Blink-182 a boy band. We sure can.
Can we?
I mean, they're boys, right? They're in a band.
All right.
Swifty Kim, Havana.
Jeffrey.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Sorry, letting that simmer a little bit.
That was marinating a little bit.
We were letting that marinate.
Uh-huh. Dr. Aaron, my first day back to work from the break. I like the way you move from Outkast to get me going or something adjacent to it.
Oh, okay.
They're baiting you.
Yeah, they are a little bit. Jessica says, kids are back in school and I'm back to work. Hallelujah. Got a good TBD for the hustlers.
For the hustlers.
For the hustlers. Yay. Yeah, all on the way. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I mean, Sarah put a little smiley face in her request.
Oh, does that mean more?
I think it does.
It means it more does. To certain people?
It does. She wants your Diddy Paperboy. Okay. Yes.
And it's been a minute since we've heard
throwback, this. Throwback.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Yep. This is something for the Sam. Now let me speak for the week. I need the rookies. My time is held up extremely for cookies. Just let me fly this group in 92. And you don't bother me, and I sure never won't bother you. And you just watch a brother flowing like Niagara. Don't be fucking stupid, cause these niggas are a stag, yeah. Although I'm labeled with a black fate, it's go D's on my phone and go legs, cause I got it made. I broke the leader once again because
I just want him to get to the hook.
Place of mind all night until the next day. Look, do the diddy again. Roll to me, cause then I can see if I roll to the
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Amy rolls in. Hey, what about some I work out while I try out my new AirPods at the gym? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? New year, new you. Gotta do that.
Right.
Yes.
Got this.
Yes.
Woo!
Cheetah print pants. Let's roll.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Brad rolls in. Winter's great, but I would love 5 seconds of summer.
See what you did there.
Nah, I like that too. Yeah. Throwback Thursday. I forgot about that being a banger.
I did too.
That's one of the great things about Throwback Thursday is we kind of reminisce and remember some of these songs.
I forgot how good that was.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday here on 99.70 JX. Jeremy, aka J-Mart, rolls in. Can I get some thrift shop?
I love his nickname, J-Mart. That's the best.
Not K-Mart.
Nope, J-Mart.
Blue Light Special at J-Mart, buddy. Woo! Let's roll. Oh, I love it. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Oh, Nicole texted in, woke up at 4 a.m. to our house smelling like burning rubber.
Ah.
Caught the heater before it caught fire, thank Good. God. Now our house is freezing, though. Play me something to heat me up. Perfect choice. That is, it couldn't be a more perfect choice.
I mean. We're happy everybody's okay.
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
Throwback Thursday. Let's go. I mean, dude just dropped banger after banger.
Certified banger.
Yeah, certified bangers only. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Ava rolls in, says, hey, I was wondering if you could play All Star. Your radio station is awesome, please.
Oh, compliments accepted.
Oh, well,
thank Get you moved
you.
Up to the front of the line.
Yeah, exactly. We won't say we can be bribed, but...
We can be bribed! Only shooting stars
break the mold. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Listen, Chase, I'd lost my job 2 weeks ago.
Aww.
That's a bummer. Got any work?
Well, we have Rihanna work.
I think so. Let's do that. Let's do that for right now until Chase gets a new job.
Does that help?
By the way, he says no anyone hiring.
No. Oh. Throwback Thursday. Work, work, but I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me, I be work, 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 listen to her. Work, work. You see me do me dirt, Rihanna, 99.70 JX.
Brad says, dang it, came home from vacation to no job. So this is also for Brad. And then got another text, Terracon. Is hiring. So Chase, Brad, call Terracon.
All right, there you go. Seth rolls in, tweets, I've got 99 problems this morning, Ben and Kelly. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I see what you did. I got
99 problems, but we're not one.
No, we're not. But a chain one. Hit me. Yes, 94 in my trunk is wrong. Ah, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Catherine says, Skater Boy, Avril Lavigne, I need a banger and coffee.
All right. This will get you going. This is kind of like radio coffee, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, rrr.
I need a banger and coffee. I like that. All right, let's throw back there. 5 years from now, she sits at home, feeding the baby, she's all alone. She turns on TV. All right, throw back Thursday. 99.7 DJX. This feels weird to call this a throwback, but I mean, technically, we've opened up the year 2018. Derek says, may I request God's plan? Drake.
Well, yes, now you can.
I guess now this
now
is
Now you can.
Oh, gosh. This is oh, now wow. considered a throwback.
Seriously?
What are we doing?
Oh, wow.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Requests, make up our playlist. at Ben and Kelly Show.
By the way, Holly's rolling in again, helping out Brad and Chase. Job news, having a job fair on the 24th at Cardinal Stadium. Several employers are going to be there.
All right.
I love how our listeners band together and help each other.
Laura rolls in. Hey, in honor of Eminem recording the Slim Shady LP 19 years ago, can we get a little bit of Slim Shady this morning?
Wow.
I'll say yes, but I'll do Eminem adjacent and do Akon featuring Eminem. How's that?
That is valid because Akon is always welcome in this realm.
I know, but here's the thing. I don't know if we'll get so far as to actually get to the part where Eminem raps.
Oh,
we'll
that
see.
That would be a fail.
See, this is about the time when I want to kind of bail from this song. Eminem has not happened yet.
Oh, that is just...
I mean,
the whole request was Eminem.
I know.
Oh, are you going to make her just look up the song and listen to it later? Like, beat up your Eminem part.
Hang on.
It's coming.
Give me this. Ashley says anything Pitbull.
Ale, let's go. It's a 305.
Pitbull, Mr. 305. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jessica with another job posting. Best Buy Warehouse in Shepherdsville is hiring.
Okay.
This is helpful information.
All right. This is good.
I love this.
Look at us.
We're rallying around Brad and Chase.
And anybody else who may be jobless right now.
And Catherine and Crestwood, I guess, has a relative that got laid off. Oh, man. God. Dang it. That's harsh.
All right, throwback Thursday, 99. It's throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. And that will put a nice bow and wrap on it.
Oh, man.
As we dust off our hands and say yes. We pat ourselves on the back and go, job well done.
First throwback of the new year. And valuable job info.
Yeah.
Got a lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so there you go. Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back, brought to you by Drake's on 99.7 EJX. Ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Why not?
Where we find things on the internet, we bring them to you after going through a rigorous research process.
Which may or may not be actual rigorous.
I mean, it may just be verifying it on another website.
You clicked once.
This is a world of science here, Kelly.
Oh, science.
And something maybe you might enjoy.
I don't know.
Who knows? But your stupid fact of the day, it is possible to turn peanut butter into diamonds.
Really? How do we do that? But like, what's that process involve?
I mean, it's science stuff. Like, high pressures can strip oxygen from carbon dioxide, leave behind the carbon to form a diamond.
So wait.
Peanut butter. And since peanut butter is already rich in carbon, there's a scientist who is able to actually transform the peanut butter into a diamond.
So you're telling me instead of making my PB&J, I could be making diamonds?
Could be.
Interesting.
You just gotta...
Does it put it in the microwave or something?
Stick it somewhere where there's a lot of pressure and heat.
Wait, can I air fry it? Could I air fry peanut butter into a diamond?
Why don't you try that?
I got an air fryer.
Why don't you try that and let us know how that all works
for you. All right, I'm going to try it. Or try it. We're going to need a recipe. Can someone post the recipe?
But could you imagine?
Peanut butter into diamonds?
I mean, do you do chunky? Do you do smooth?
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming it's probably smooth. You have to like mold
could
it.
Could you imagine?
Really small, right?
There being different levels of diamonds. You know, you've got your designer diamonds, then you've got your Jif.
Uh-huh.
Your Peter Pan. Skippy. And your organic. Right, exactly.
This is great.
I know.
All right.
Like, honey, I got you a princess cut in Jif.
So I'm going to ask all my jewelry store friends out there, like, hey, are you going to start adding a line of peanut butter diamonds?
Why not?
Tasty.
Now, we're not saying that this is mass produced yet, but we're saying it's possible.
Okay.
All right.
Is there like a picture, a video? I need to see the finished product.
No, it's all just words.
Is it really as sparkly?
It's typically boring for me.
Okay. But, I mean, their lab-created diamonds, very trendy right now.
Well, there you go. Lab-created peanut butter diamonds could be the next big thing.
Hey, I'm researching it.
Stupid fact of the day. There you go. It is possible to turn peanut butter into diamonds.
All right.
Here, honey, I got you a Jif.
Tasty.
Hope you like it. All right, set of the bar time, Kelly. These are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this may be one of those moments in your life when you wish you could just crawl under a rock, especially when it happens on live television.
What happened?
National live television, where if you can manage to make it through the day without losing on Wheel of Fortune after the entire puzzle was solved, doing okay.
The answer was there and you didn't get it?
This happened last night.
What happened?
This woman had the entire puzzle exposed.
And she said it wrong?
And she mispronounced a word.
Oh, what word?
Shauna, would you read what's up there, please?
Conjugal company and clever conversation.
No.
Oh.
What'd she say?
She was supposed to say congenial.
Oh, congenial. What'd she say?
Well, here, we'll rewind it back and you can hear it.
Conjugal company and clever conversation. Congenial.
That's not a word.
No. Steve. Congenial company and clever conversation.
Yeah, we need kind of a coined word there you had. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is just rough.
Oh, that just because she mispronounced
that was
the
it.
Word,
I mean, the entire puzzle was solved. Congenial company and clever conversation was the clue.
Could
and
you
it was
just point at it and say, well, what that says?
right.
That's
man,
the
I'll tell
what
you,
that
if,
says.
If you go into YouTube and you start doing a dive on people like fails on Wheel of Fortune,
that
especially,
is tragic.
There are so many examples of people just completely butchering an easy word and losing the game.
I mean, how many do you, that word is going to haunt her.
Yeah.
For the rest of her life.
She'll never forget how to spell it or say it, though.
She will not. Yeah. She'll never forget how to say it.
So again, set of the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without losing on Wheel of Fortune after the entire puzzle is literally solved in front of you.
That is one of the worst ways I know. Miss out. Because it's not even like there's a letter missing.
No. It's there. Oh. You just got to say it. That's all you have to say. We'll tweet it out so you can see it yourself and you can share in our cringe with her.
I feel so bad for
her. I know. At Ben and Kelly Show there. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. You know, we just did that Setting the Bar story about the Wheel of Fortune lady who literally lost when the puzzle was already complete in front of her face. She just mispronounced a word.
She's just going to repeat that word in her head to herself incessantly.
Yeah, until the end of time. Earlier in the show, we had a Setting the Bar story where a dog, the bestest boy ever, just decided he wanted to help with the finances and ate $4,000 in cash.
Yeah, mommy and daddy were going to pay some contractors on the house, and right. Oh, it looked tasty.
Yeah, and so they managed to get about $3,500 of it back.
Which is remarkable, because it's paper currency. I mean, you can imagine there was chewing involved, and then it goes through the intestines and gets pooped out.
And it comes out, right. And so they had to wash it all off and piece it together with tape. And so we were like, hey, what did your dog eat of yours? And
that shouldn't have.
Some of the best answers, and I'm still reeling about Kim, who said, my dog ate the entire back bumper off of my car and half of a wall out of my house.
I mean, what kind of horse dog is this?
I know.
Is this like a mastiff?
This is like a
teeth of steel.
Right. This is a bored dog that was outside, didn't want to be outside, and probably, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, logistically, how is the dog eating the back bumper? So maybe the bumper itself, there was like a crack in the bumper.
Or maybe
and so
there's
the
like
dog,
some little rubber around like the bottom edge.
And the dog just comes over and starts gnawing on it. Because I know how my dog Dougal is, and he gets fixated on something, and then he's one track mind. And
sure.
He has to do whatever it is, regardless of whether it's good or not.
They have those Kong dog toys that are like rubbery.
Yeah.
So maybe like I'm surprised that they don't gnaw on tires more. Because that would be kind of like that, right?
Right, right. And then
interesting.
A wall out of her house.
I mean, wow. That said, we had one of our former dogs, Yellow Lab, ate the linoleum floor in my husband's kitchen.
I mean, you know.
When we first started dating.
Looked tasty.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
I think she was upset about a new lady in the house.
Oh, and that was
meaning
you.
Me.
Oh, right. And so she's going to take it out on this floor.
I'm going to eat your floor then, Ben.
Guess what?
I don't like her.
I don't like this. I never liked this linoleum. Never liked it. All right. Yeah. By the way, you can listen to the entire podcast, the segment that we did. WDJX.com, click listen.
Wow. So,
some of the stories, especially Ellen the vet, her story.
Oh, yeah, I bet she sees some stuff.
Was so embarrassing for the student that took her dog into class.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to listen to that. WDJX.com. I always think it's funny and I kind of roll my eyes when I see these stories. Like one day it's like Britney Spears has enlisted the help of all these people to help her make a big comeback.
Yeah.
And then the very next day, it's like she says bye to the music industry.
Yeah, she gets on Instagram to like set
it
straight.
Nope.
She's like, the news is trash.
No, nope, that's not
lies.
Right. That's not right.
I'm never coming back to the music industry again. They can suck it.
I mean, she did say that and did release that song with Elton John.
And Will.i.am.
And Will.i.am. So
yeah,
she has
done some one-off songs.
She has said that she is done with the music industry and then dip her toe back in every now and then.
Here is how that story got out there, though. Her team apparently reached out to these songwriters
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, give us some good songs. We're going to give them to Britney and maybe she'll get excited about it and she'll want to do it.
Oh, okay.
So that's the whole idea. Like they're having these songwriters say, hey, give us something amazing that
she could
get really excited about and then she'll want
to. So the
do
news
it.
Got twisted a little bit. And,
exactly.
And it was like, all right, these songs, she's enlisting the help of these songwriters.
Right.
But in fact, it's just like they're presenting
the
team's
idea to get her on board with the idea.
Yeah, they're presenting
of doing an album.
These songs to her, which.
Doesn't sound like she's going to be entertaining that. I don't care what you bring me.
Has Britney always used songwriters? I don't think she has.
Original
songs herself, right?
No, she's always had the aid of songwriters. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of interesting because Charlie XCX was one of them that was, and I was amazed at the amount of pop songs by other people that Charlie XCX wrote, too.
Oh,
there's
I know.
A ton of them.
It is interesting when you see, especially some of these people that you know their name and you're like, oh, okay.
Bebe Rexha was the same way. She started off like writing tons of hits for other people before she ever became an artist in her own right.
Party in the USA.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was Jessie J. Sorry.
Oh.
You said Bebe Rexha. I heard Jessie J.
Okay.
But yeah, Jessie J wrote Party in the USA, which, you know, she is a star in her of her own right. So anyways, you can see kind of the back and forth. We have it up at WDJX.com. But anything else, Kelly?
You can always, again, as you mentioned, you can follow up on all the stories that we're covering at WDJX.com.
There you go. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.